visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Greetings, my good friends. Welcome back. You are tuned to the one and only EIB Network, and I am Rush Limbaugh, America's real anchorman, America's truth detector, and the doctor of democracy. And here we are, ready to go, revved and ready, to emit vocal vibrations, rhetoric and resonance from coast to coast. 800-282-2882. If you want to be on the program, the email address, lrushbo@eibnet.us. Our previous caller was Catherine from Baltimore, and her point was a good one. She's contrasting the difference between the private sector and the public sector when it comes to victims and perpetrators of sexual harassment, how they're dealt with. She observed that private sector, once they find out about it, they get rid of the perp right then and there. Government, no. They take their time. They circle the wagons. They do everything they can to save the perp. They come out and say, it's none of our business. They come out and say, it's only sex. Didn't get in the way of whoever we're talking about's job performance and so forth. And while overall that's true, if you just strict comparison, but I'm going to tell you, folks, the private sector's not that fast. They're not instantaneous. Now, everybody thinks that NBC decided to get rid of Matt Lauer in about 5 minutes. But I contend to you that they didn't. I contend to you that they hoped not to have to get rid of Matt Lauer. And I do it on the basis of this. You remember the original Ronan Farrow story on Harvey Weinstein that ran in the New Yorker? Some of you may remember that Ronan Farrow works at NBC. He's a consultant, a stringer. He's doesn't have a regular gig, but he does contract pieces. They assign him to go do stories, probably to get him out of the building. And then he goes and does the stories. He comes back, and he came back, and he had the Weinstein story. He had it nailed. He had thousands and thousands of words, and he had interviews, and NBC shelved it. NBC said, not interested. NBC said, we don't think you've nailed this down. NBC said, we're not comfortable with this. NBC said, shop it somewhere else. We just don't think this is ready for publication or for air. So Ronan Farrow walked it down the street to the New Yorker, where they immediately ran it. And the rest is history. Now, why would NBC have passed on this? Now, our old buddy Seton Motley believes that this is evidence that these news organizations do not do investigative news, particularly when it's of and about themselves. They do everything they can to delay it or to hide it or maybe even cover it up. How long did CBS know about Charlie Rose? And PBS, before the time came where they had no choice but then to get rid of Charlie, is my contention these people, these places, knew of this for quite a while. And to me, the best evidence of it, look at Matt Lauer. Everybody's saying they're shocked. We didn't know. At least that's what's published quotes. But then we learn after the first 24 hours that some people say, oh, yeah, we knew. Oh, there were rumors. Oh, And then within 24 hours, we have every detail we could possibly want about Matt Wauer's secret button under his desk to lock the door. And these people have no problem finding Matt Lauer sound bites from way back in 2005 and 2006, where he tells Meredith Vieira, hey, bend over a little more. Nobody had any trouble finding a Katie Couric soundbite where she said that the biggest, most noteworthy thing about working with Matt Lauer was that he liked to pinch her butt. So I think they've known. I think there's been suspicion. Jeff Zucker, who ran NBC for a while and was the exec producer of Today Show, now over at CNN. I don't know this guy. I've never saw this kind of predation. I didn't know. Well, there's got to be a reason that they didn't run the Ronan Farrow story. And there's also word that Matt Lauer had significant editorial control over what stories did make the air at the Today Show and what stories didn't. So, now granted, though, her point is right. I mean, the private sector is much quicker to move once they decide they're going to move. And I don't dispute that. But my caution here is that the, you know, government, granted, they do everything they can to avoid having to make a move. They don't, particularly the Democrats. Now, the Republicans are the fastest to get rid of their own. The Democrats, not so much. Democrats circle the wagons, give it every chance they can to survive. And, of course, can you blame them? Their big formative event is the Clinton years. They got away. They literally got away, by the way, with the assistance of Matt Lauer in suggesting that it was a vast right-wing conspiracy that sent Monica Lewinsky into the Oval Office to deliver pizza to Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton shows up on the Today Show, Matt Lauer interviewing her, and she talks about this vast right-wing conspiracy, and Matt Lauer doesn't say, come on, don't insult our intelligence. You really think there's a bunch of right-wingers that made this happen? Instead, he just nodded his head. And so from the Democrat perspective, they get away with it. The Democrat lesson is they're not held accountable. The Democrat lesson is that there's nobody can make them get rid of their stars. The Democrat lesson is using the big dog Bill Clinton, they get away with it. And before him, Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy abandoned a woman at Chappaquiddick who died in the backseat of his car that he ran into a lake off a bridge. Ted Kennedy and Chris Dodd, famous for the waitress sandwich maneuver at the La Brasserie restaurant private room. The legions of Democrats, Hugh Hefner, I mean, the legion of Democrats that get away with this and not just get away with it, they become bigger stars in the party. This is why, you know, I made an observation. I've been, when this latest round of this stuff began, and even during the Clinton campaign, during the primary, some of you may remember many months ago, I predicted that the excrement would hit the fan once millennial women learned the truth about Bill and Hillary Clinton's treatment of women. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were relying on the fact that even in the 2016 presidential campaign, that it was the same media. Remember, the Clintons never did find a way to get out of the 90s. Their strategy, their assumptions of their enemies, it was all rooted in the history of the 90s, and they never moved forward. They stayed locked into the 90s and continued to treat events in 2014, 15, 16, as though they were happening all over again from the 1990s, and the strategies of dealing with them didn't change. Back in the 1990s, it was perfectly fine for Hillary Clinton to destroy women alleging her husband had abused them or raped them. Perfectly fine. Democrat Party said, great. Democrat Party applauded it. Women in the media applauded it. Female reporters said, I would give Bill Clinton a Lewinsky as perpetual thanks for keeping abortion legal. The female press corps in the 1990s did not lift a finger to hold Bill Clinton accountable or Hillary Clinton accountable. And they, not only that, they helped the Clintons destroy or damage or try to damage any opposition to the Clintons from the right or from the women who were Clinton's victims. Well, I predicted, based on my study of millennials and what they were being taught with the never-ending women's studies, and I'm looking at this rape culture on college and how it's being promoted and how Lena Dunham and all these millennial women are telling every other woman that rape is awaiting them right around the corner, Rolling Stone with a totally fake story, and I surmised, using intelligence guided by experience, that once a significant number of these millennial women reporters actually learn what happened, when they actually learn how Hillary Clinton ran a bimbo eruptions operation to destroy women alleging sexual harassment, that they would not behave the way the female reporters of the 90s did, that they wouldn't put up with it, and that they would begin to see the Clintons in a whole new light. Because they hadn't lived through it. The Clintons were not something they had a personal connection to. There was no investment in the Clintons. Their futures and their lives and their businesses didn't depend on keeping the Clintons happy or keeping the Clintons at the top of the heap of the Democrat Party. And if you look, many of the info babes and reporterettes that are writing stories on Franken and Matt Lauer and Harvey Weinstein et al. Are millennial female reporters. They have been marinating all of these years in women's studies courses in the academy, and they're not going to put up with this kind of stuff. They're not going to put up with the groping, and they're not going to ignore it, and they're not going to think it doesn't mean anything, and they're not going to say, we got to protect the gropers for the Democrat Party. The generation of women before them overlooked all of that. The female generation before the millennials actually enabled the sexual harassers and the gropers and the pervs. But not millennial women, except against Republicans, of course. That's not changed. Can you imagine how Bill and Hillary must have laughed themselves silly over Bob Packwood being forced to resign while Bill was getting away with the things he was doing to women at that very period in time? And speaking of how the Clintons got away with things, I just reminded you how Matt Lauer helped the Clintons facilitate that absolutely insulting idea that it was a vast right-wing conspiracy that somehow finagled Monica Lewinsky into the Oval Office delivering pizza. And it was somehow a vast right-wing conspiracy that ended up being responsible for Clinton's semen on a dress that she was wearing. Matt Lauer helping to facilitate that very idea. So I think my prediction, to a certain extent, has come true. The millennial women reporters reporting on this have no tolerance. They're not willing to look the other way when it comes to these Democrat pervs. I don't deny there's a preference for these guys politically. I'm not saying that these women are conservative or supportive of Republicans or conservative, but they're not. They have been literally marinated in women's studies. They have grown up being taught that life is as a woman is to be, abused, harassed, and at worst, raped. And so when there are examples of it, they're not going to give these perps a pass. And I think it's confusing the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has always been able to rely on the media, you know? The Democrat Party, that's always been the fallback. The Democrat Party's escape hatch. The Democrat Party's pink slip. The Democrat Party's permission slip. The Democrat Party note from the doctor, note for the parents, has always been the drive-by media. The drive-by media has covered for all of them. And elements of the drive-by media are trying to cover for them now, trying to cover for Franken, trying to cover for Conyers. They didn't have enough time to try to cover for Matt Lauer. But don't be surprised at some of the things you might hear in the future about how, you know what, we might have overreacted in the early days of Matt Lauer, and maybe some of these things we need to reconsider. Because they're going to have to try to rehab these people. I don't mean millennial female reporters. I'm talking about the Democrat Party and the American left at large is going to have to find a way to rehab these guys, because if they don't, the taint is permanent. Then they may not succeed at rehabbing them, but they can't allow this taint to go unbattled. Why are you frowning? You just... I don't know how the millennial... It depends... Snurdly said, how do you think millennial women are going to react to the rehab? Depends on how they play the rehab. If the perp comes out of rehab or whatever and is just falling all over himself in tears and sorry and so forth, you never know how it'll play. Look, as human beings, we want to forgive anyway. We are a people that are very much into second chances. I'm just saying, beyond all that, I mean, I think this is our basic human nature. Beyond all that, the politics of this, they've got to try to rehab and save these guys. I don't know how far they'll go to try to save Al Franken, for example. That day of reckoning is yet to happen, but it's going to happen. He's gone. Nobody involved knows it yet. Another prediction made by me here on the 30th of November at 1:22 Eastern Time in the afternoon.
Subscribe to America's number one political newsletter and get this spectacular El Freebo.
We have this great, great new Tumblr, special Rush Tumblr, as our free gift to new subscribers. It's the best Tumblr we have designed and made available yet.
Get it for yourself, that special someone, or a gift for both. Available now at rushlimbaugh.com. You're listening to the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
A kitchen appliance for freeze-drying food has been invented right here in America. That's right, it's an in-home freeze dryer. With this simple-to-use home appliance from HarvestRite, you can freeze-dry your own food and it will last up to 25 years. Meats, fruits, vegetables, and even things like ice cream and yogurt are perfect for freeze-drying. With the HarvestRite in-home freeze dryer, families can preserve all their favorite foods and build a long-term food supply. Learn more at HarvestRite.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
You know, boys and girls, it's not the blade, it's the preparation that's the key to a comfortable shave. Shave Secret preps your skin so the blade glides. No nicks, cuts, or rashes. Shave Secret leaves you soft, smooth, and irritation-free. Check out thousands of five-star reviews. Shave Secret is available at Harris Teeter, Walmart Supercenters, and ShaveSecret.com.
Best shave ever.
Trying to figure out just what to get for your friends and family for Christmas? Take the hassle out of searching and shopping and get them something sweet. News Talk 1370 WCOA has the best gifts this holiday season and for half price. Check out the 12 deals of Christmas at WCOAPensacola.com. From November 27th through December 12th, find half off prices for the best local attractions, restaurants, retail shops, and more. Deals like a pair of keys to the city at Sam's Fun City to use anytime you want. A $50 gift card to Gypsy Southern Boutique on Palafox for just $25. A seasonal pass complete with group photo with Santa at Wonderland Land of Lights at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, and a $50 gift card to use at Louisiana Lunchbox. Get these deals with more on the way during the 12 Deals of Christmas, November 27th through December 12th. Find them on the Sweet Deals link at WCOAPensacola.com. And be sure to visit that link daily for more deals during the 12 Deals of Christmas.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ACT55 to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting ACT55 to 88988. That's ACT55 to 88988.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
If your nonprofit organization has an announcement you'd like us to air, email complete information to gulfcoastevents@cumulus.com or log on to WCOAPensacola.com.
Let your opinion be heard on Pensacola Speaks with Rick Outsen
every weekday at 5 p.m.
on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
Welcome back, my friends. Half my brain tied behind my back. Always, just to be fair. And we go next to Rochester, New York. This is Steve. It's great to have you, sir. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. This is the best birthday present ever.
Well, happy birthday. Is your birthday today?
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 64.
64 years old. Congratulations.
Which is how I know what I know. I used to listen to you before. Old Mick from the High Mountains used to call in with his favorite stew recipe.
Mick from the High Mountains of New Mexico.
Yeah, he was great.
He was. So, sadly, no longer with us.
No. Anyway, in the first hour, you said that you never asked us to call in. But we had. You asked us to call in sometime in the 90s, and for the life of me, I cannot remember what it was. But you want to show Congress what would happen if we did, because they had kept saying that Rush is telling his people to call in, and that's why we're getting so many calls.
You have an excellent memory. He is exactly right. I think it was on a budget deal or something going on, and I made it a point when this program started not to use activism. I was not the guy telling you to cut up your credit card and send them to Mobil or Exxon. I did not urge people to call Washington. I didn't want it to be seen as artificial. And yet the media kept explaining overrun phone calls in Capitol Hill because I was telling my audience to call. So one day, for a journalist, it might have been Howard Fineman Newsweek. It was Steve Roberts. Steve Roberts, who is the husband of Cokie Roberts at ABC News. That's exactly right. Steve Roberts, I said, let me show you what will happen when I do. And I did. He's right. One day, I urged everybody to call Congress about something there and shut down the Capitol Hill switchboard. You are exactly right. And to this day, I get requests from individual members of the House and Senate to do it, and I don't do it. I don't do it. Because it's our, once a bunch of phone calls can be said to be artificially generated by a talk show host, then they're discounted. And that I don't want. Look, it's your birthday here. I want to give you the opportunity of some gifts. Would you like a new iPhone?
Oh, wow. Yeah, great. Sure.
I have a bunch of them. I have an iPhone 8 Plus or an iPhone 10. The iPhone 10 is the hot shot. That's the newest. That's state of the art. I assume that's what you want.
Oh, yeah, fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Now, I'm also going to give you a one-year complimentary subscription to the Limbaugh Letter and the Rush 24/7 website. So,
whoa.
That's right. Happy birthday. Hang on just a second here. Do not hang up, because Mr. Snerdley needs to get some questions answered to you about your carrier and your address to send this stuff to you. In the meantime, we'll take a brief time out and be right back after this. Don't go away.
Now, here's the latest news and your AccuWeather forecast from 1370 WCOA.
I'm Stacy Knowles with your news and information update. Since NBC announced yesterday that longtime Today show host Matt Lauer had been fired due to sexual misconduct, two more former employees have come forward with new allegations. The employees claim Lauer made inappropriate comments and sent them sex toys. Lauer has not commented. Santa Rosa County deputies have arrested 67-year-old Thomas Herman and his 32-year-old son, James Herman, on charges of elderly abuse. According to the arrest report, the two men removed a patient from inpatient care at Bay Breeze Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, and the victim was later found lethargic because the two men did not allow them to take medication. American Airlines says a computer error mistakenly gave a majority of their pilots vacation time during Christmas, leaving a lot of scheduled flights and nobody to fly them. The airline says they are working hard to correct the issue and to prevent as many delays and cancellations as possible. It took 2 days for an Escambia County jury to find former Tate High School assistant coach Charlie Hamrick guilty on 6 counts of sexual battery on students. One of the accusers, now a 28-year-old man, says Hamrick abused him when he was between the ages of 8 and 11. Hamrick has been sentenced to life in prison for each count. Escambia County Tax Collector Scott Lunsford wants to remind you that today is the last day to receive a 4% discount on real estate and tangible property taxes. Payments must be postmarked before midnight. A 24-hour drop box is also available at all locations, and you can pay online at escambiataxcollector.com. And in sports, the Ice Flyers are currently in third place in the SPHL standings, but they hope to improve that with a win against number one Macon tomorrow night. The puck drops at 7:05 at the Pensacola Bay Center.
A dense fog advisory is in effect until 8 this morning. Dense fog to start the day, then clouds, some intervals of sun, warm and more humid, with a shower around this afternoon, or high today 76. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight with a shower or two, especially early, though 61. Warm tomorrow with clouds breaking for some sun, high 74. Saturday, times of sun and clouds, high 75. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WCOA.
Here come the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Friday, December 1st, the Ice Flyers take on the Macon Mayhem. It's also Teddy Bear Toss and Mascot Night. All teddy bears thrown on the ice after the Ice Flyers' first goal will be collected and donated to the Studer Family Children's Hospital. And enjoy other Pensacola mascots in attendance who will race during intermissions. The puck drops at 7:05 Friday night at the Hangar. Get tickets at the Pensacola Bay Center now. For more, visit PensacolaIceFlyers.com and download the Ice Flyers app at the App Store and Google Play for the full schedule and to learn more about your Pensacola Ice Flyers.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is in need of mentors for over 200 boys and girls on their waiting list. These young people are in need of a caring, supportive big brother or big sister, and 74% of those children are boys waiting for a big brother. It takes as little as an hour a week or an activity twice a month to make a lasting difference in a child's life and start them on the path to success. Big Brothers Big Sisters offers a variety of mentoring opportunities such as school-based programs, community mentoring programs, big couples, and sports buddies. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida's mission is to provide children facing adversity with a strong and enduring, professionally supported, one-on-one relationship that will change their lives for the better forever. Research has found that children who are matched up with a big brother or big sister are 46% less likely to begin using illegal drugs, 52% less likely to skip school, and 75% more likely to receive a four-year college degree. For more information, call Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida at 850-433-KIDS.
Defending the Constitution every step of the way. It's Mark Levin, weeknights at 6 on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
So here we are on the 30th of November. Now here on this program, the Christmas season began with Thanksgiving. It always does. But tomorrow, if there's any doubt, December 1st, it's really official. And every year, folks, the EIB network and the Rush website have had an ornament for your Christmas tree as what we call a premium. If you order a new subscription to the website or the newsletter, the ornament would be thrown in as the premium gift. And it was also available in the EIB store. We've changed it around this year. We've had for the past couple of months a brand new Tervis Tumblr as the premium for new subscribers to the website, which is encyclopedic. I mean, I could spend 10 minutes extolling the virtues of rushlimbaugh.com. It's got a free side, too, that is entirely it's got so much information on it you couldn't possibly access it all. But the paid side has got even more. We're just so proud of it. I can't begin to tell you. I don't really extol its virtues enough here. And then, of course, there's the Limbaugh letter. We're changing things up this year. Rather than the Christmas ornament become a premium, we this year are installing it as a sale item in the EIB store. And new subscribers from now till the end of the year will continue to get the brand new Tervis Tumblr. I'm holding the Tervis Tumblr up right now here on the Ditto Cam. Let me put on the side camera, maybe a little closer. There you go. That's an idea of the Tervis Tumblr. It's excellent at keeping cold beverages cold with no sweat on the outside. I even drink my coffee out of it because it keeps warm beverages warm much longer than a standard glass or cup. But I want to tell you about the ornament because we've gone all in on the Christmas tree ornament this year in honor of almost 30 incredible years on the radio. We commissioned a wonderful American company in a small town in Pennsylvania to hand make our special, these are hand forged special edition Rush Limbaugh EIB Christmas ornaments. And they're one of a kind. These exclusive ornaments, folks, they're stunning, particularly compared to the ornaments that we have distributed in previous years. I have one here. I can hold it up on the Ditto Cam, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take a picture of it, and we'll put it on the switcher. I wouldn't be able to get close enough to show it to you, and a close-up shot will give you more detail of it. But you'll also be able to see it at rushlimbaugh.com. It is a work of art. There's an American flag proudly placed in the center of the circle with America's Anchorman, the EIB logo, and my name etched around the flag beautifully. And there is a special quote from me hand-stamped on the back and the year. Now, we got to see these ornaments being hand-forged. We actually sent our design crew to the factory in Pennsylvania where these are made to watch them being hand-forged. It was incredible. You would not believe how many steps are involved making these ornaments just looking at it. But they are quality works of art. And the people that we commissioned to make them are the best in their craft. They're right here in America in Pennsylvania. Starts in the art department with our design, goes to the master engraver. It gets cut. It gets hand hammered. It's then polished. Every single ornament hand tied with a ribbon for you to hang on your tree. All handmade by Americans. There is no question this year's EIB Rush Limbaugh ornament is one of a kind, a collector's piece. We have a limited supply, so be sure to act quickly if you would like one. Don't say I didn't warn you if we end up being sold out here. Well, we're not going to try to Apple iPhone you on this. We've got a significant stock, but I mean, don't wait too long here. The ornaments are handmade. We can't just mass produce these things with a phone call. So go to rushlimbaugh.com and scope them out. Take a look at them. You'll find them at the EIB store. There's a tab there you'll find at rushlimbaugh.com. That's where you'll see them. Here's Rick, Fort Myers, Florida. Great to have you with us on the phone today, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, Rush. You know, the phone thing, you know, I'm sure that your phone's better than the Obama phone. But anyway, you know,
God, there's no comparison.
Yeah, you know, anyway, I would put yours on the wall under a frame, you know, up in the living room. But anyway, isn't sexual harassment a type of intimidation? So if sexual harassment...
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so if sexual harassment is a type of intimidation, that means that the left has been holding the women down, breaking through the glass ceiling, wouldn't you say?
No question about it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold it a minute. Now, it kind of works in the opposite way, though, as far as the women are, because the women think they have to shut up if they're going to have a chance at advancement.
Yeah. Yeah. And one more thing, you know, Chuck Todd, F. Chuck Todd, you call him, a few months ago said that Hillary had the thumb on the scales when she was running for office against Bernie. So they already knew, I mean, the press already knew that they were in for Hillary. And so the thing is, I think we need to scrutinize them. When did they know? When did they know it, you know, about all these things? You know, I mean, they need to be held accountable for this stuff.
Well, the Democrats are not interested in holding them accountable, and that's it's their deal. The Democrats didn't even want the FBI to examine their server. The whole point of all this has been to cover up the rigging of that primary. And in politics, the Democrat Party can do what they want to do, and it's so-called nobody else's business. Where it becomes other people's business is you inform the American people and Democrat voters that their primary was rigged, and then they suppose they're supposed to take care of it with their votes and their donations the next time around. When do they know and when do they know it? I mean, it's been widely known what Hillary Clinton was doing with Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz in terms of rigging that primary. Anyway, I appreciate the call. TJ in Athens, Georgia, you're next. Great to have you, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk with you, Russ, and I want to wish you and your staff a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, TJ. I appreciate that.
You said something the other day about Elizabeth Warren and the CPFB.
That's right.
The consumer organization. And looking back, I am so sick of the Clintons. I just can't say it, but since she did the Stand By Your Man interview on CBS years ago, it's just, how did they get away with this? And I think I was connecting the dots given your comment about Warren, and she was showing up on the campaign trail last year with Clinton so many times. And I think if they're laundering money to the liberal causes, they expected her, they really expected her to win. And what was really bothering me is that I think what was the connection or the dot connection was she's going to win automatically, and they'll just funnel all that money through that CFPB. And I just want to run that thought by you.
Well, they've already been doing that. That was the whole reason the thing was set up. What we're talking about here is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It was an offshoot of Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank was a piece of legislation that came out of the financial crisis 2008, designed, as they said, to protect consumers from, once again, predatory lenders and banks. And the banks had only become predatory lenders because the government demanded that they loan money to people who couldn't pay it back. That's the subprime mortgage crisis. As an adjunct to Dodd-Frank, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, set up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But there's a twist. It was set up as an autonomous agency, and it was signed into law by Obama, which is how it passed the unconstitutionality of it. It was signed into law by Obama. It is not funded by appropriation from Congress, which is what makes it unconstitutional. It is funded from the Federal Reserve. In addition, it has its own leader, its own president or head. I forget what the title, executive director, whatever. In this case, the most recent one was Richard Cordray. And what this actually was a twofold real purpose. The stated public purpose was that this agency was going to safeguard the little guy. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was going to make sure that predatory lenders didn't screw you, didn't take advantage of you, didn't overcharge you interest rates, didn't deny you loans, didn't all of this stuff. It was typical caca from the Democrat Party. What it really was a pass-through. It was a way to get money to left-wing special interest causes. The way it did it was via fines. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau had the authority to fine lending institutions, financial institutions for improper behavior. And so let's make something up. Let's say they want to fine Wells Fargo because Wells Fargo did something that they disapprove of. And they fine Wells Fargo $1 million. Wells Fargo will pay it rather than fight it. It's part of the cost of doing business. That $1 million, remember, the CFPB not accountable to Congress. It's not funded with taxpayer money. It's funded from the Federal Reserve. So it's therefore independent. They took that $1 million, for example, and would give it out to Planned Parenthood. Or would give half of it to a global warming special interest or a climate change special interest or what have you. A union. And this happened with all the fines that were levied. It was the purpose. It was the unstated purpose. It was a funding mechanism for left-wing special interest causes. In addition to that, it served as a money laundering pass-through. Because some of these fines, as they were collected and run through the CPFB, then ended up in places other than left-wing special interest causes, and the money had to be cleaned, and it had to be appear to be legitimate when it was redirected. So the controversy now is Cordray, current executive director, is leaving. And according to Pocahontas, the president doesn't have any authority in naming his successor. He does. Richard Cordray, a nobody, a chump change employee, does not have, because of something called the Federal Succession Act, he does not have the constitutional authority to name his successor. Only the president does. Because even though this thing was set up as an independent agency, it's still in the executive branch. And so the fight now is Cordray wanted to name his deputy, Leandra English. And the reason is they want to make sure this thing operates as it has been, even though Trump is president. They want to be able to fine lending institutions and take that money and give them to left-wing special interest causes or even individuals. Well, when Cordray announced he's leaving, Trump moves in and says, sorry, I'm putting Mick Mulvaney over there. You don't have the right to name your successor. I'm putting Mick Mulvaney, the Office of Management Budget, in there. And he's in there, and it went to court. The libs tried to take this to court, and a judge told Cordray, you don't have the right to name your successor. You don't have the constitutional right. You have no authority whatsoever. You're a chump change employee. The libs and Pocahontas set this thing up, what they thought would be acting in perpetuity, unaccountable to anybody. And the idea was that even if a Republican was elected president, he wouldn't be able to touch it. Well, Trump said, really? You don't think I can touch it? Watch this. And Mick Mulvaney is now in charge. And the reason they are bleeding like stuck pigs is because Mulvaney is going to find out exactly everything that's been going on there and is going to expose it. And this thing that was set up ostensibly to protect consumers and the little guy from these horrible, mean financial corporations, the American people are going to learn that the Democrat Party was using this as an adjunct personal piggy bank, a way to get private sector money funneled to left-wing special interest causes. That was not taxpayer money, came from the Federal Reserve, but it's the fine money. This is a classic example of the left's real intent for wanting control of government. It has nothing to do with protecting consumers. It has nothing to do with making sure the little guy is protected. It's all about the left being able to reach out and put their hands on somebody else's money with the power to fine them. And then take that money and essentially give it to themselves, give it to their own operatives advancing their agenda. I have to take a break. Ponder that.
He makes it look easy, but it's not. Rush on the EIB network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Can a silver forecast of $100 really happen? A few people have forecast $100 silver, so I called Kevin DeMeritt to find out.
Larry, in 2002, with silver at $4 an ounce, Lear predicted right here on Rush it would hit $30 in 10 years. People thought we were nuts. By 2004, silver was up 60%. Fast forward to 2007, stock prices were nuts, real estate was nuts, the markets crashed, and by 2011, silver was $48 an ounce, 11 times higher and $18 more than our $30 projection.
But silver has corrected, right?
That's the opportunity. With the Dow back to nosebleed levels, with demand for silver outpacing supply, with a debt ceiling fight coming and a Congress in chaos, is $100 silver projection nuts or are the markets nuts again?
So when?
Many indicators tell us silver's at a bottom. Last time silver moved off a low like this, it ran up 400%. Another similar move would put us close to 100.
So how long did that take?
3 years.
What are some of the other indicators pointing to $100 silver?
Our listeners can find out in our report the case for $100 silver. Rush listeners get it free with no obligation.
Folks, call Lear Capital right now at 800-353-9393 to get the case for $100 silver report. See why the markets, our debt, and the geopolitical landscape may be indicating $100 silver. Call now, 800-353-9393. That's 800-353-9393. 1-800-353-9393.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. BlindsTER.com. Did you know installing custom blinds is one of the easiest do-it-yourself projects there is? Don't pay a high-priced professional. Let us show you how easy it is to measure and install our beautiful window treatments and save a bundle. Plus, with my personal fitter-free guarantee, I guarantee your blinds will fit, or I'll remake them in a different size free of charge. You only pay shipping. And Rush listeners get 40% off any order. Just use the code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. BlindsTER.com.
Gulf Coast, get ready. It's going to be a white tie Christmas. The White Tie Rock Ensemble featuring the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and other holiday classics. Come see the White Tie Rock Ensemble as they bring an unparalleled evening of holiday music, lights, and sound to the Gulf Coast. Thursday, December 21st at the Sanger Theater, Pensacola, and Friday, December 22nd at the Mobile Civic Theater. The White Tie Rock Ensemble, White Tie Christmas, featuring the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and other holiday classics. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster, the Pensacola Sanger Theater box office, and the Mobile Civic Center box office. December 21st, Pensacola, and December 22nd in Mobile. For more, visit online at PensacolaSangerTheater.com or MobileCivicCTR.com.
Pensacola.
Next time you're at the Pensacola Bay Center, make sure you stop by and see our new 1370 WCOA studios, powered by Harley Davidson of Pensacola.
Talent on loan from God. What is this? CNN reporting that Manafort and Mueller have reached agreement? I mean, Manafort has flipped. Is that what they're trying to say? CNN only they have. Well, we'll hold off on any details since we don't have them. And we'll wait until we get details and we'll pass them on. Do you have that in the switcher yet? I just snapped a picture of the ornament in its box. And I've put it in the switcher here at the Ditto Cam. So there it is, folks. That ornament, that's probably 3.5 inches in diameter is what you're looking at there. That is hand-forged, hand-stamped, and the year and pithy saying is on the back of this thing. But that's actually taken in the box that it comes in. You can't see the ribbon at the top, but there's a red ribbon attached to it at the top that you use to hang on the tree. And you'll also be able to see it at rushlimbaugh.com. But it's a special endeavor this year, and it's not a premium with new subscriptions to the website or the newsletter. It is for sale individually at the EIB store at rushlimbaugh.com. Now, I realize this is frustrating for those of you not watching the program on the Ditto Cam. The Ditto Cam is part of the subscription or member side at rushlimbaugh.com. You can watch the program on an app on your phone or your iPad, or you can watch it later. You can watch hosts of programs from the past later, or listen to the audio streaming. There are podcasts of each program each day made available about 30 minutes after the program, and they are all without commercials if you watch them on a delayed basis. So, and that's just one of the many benefits of membership at RushLimbaugh.com. Now I get to get a quick timeout. You sit tight. One big broadcast hour remains.
The magic will
right
continue
to
on the EIB network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-51-BIBLE.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-941-9459. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-941-9459. Call 1-800-941-9459. That's 1-800-941-9459.
Westwood One presents The Andrew Klavan Show.
Here is the agenda in New York Times speak. I'm reading this off the page. Environmental harm. They want to hurt workers. It's like elementary school. It really is. It's like elementary school. This is the agenda that Republicans are supporting Trump for. They want to hurt workers. They want to destroy the environment. They want to make housing less affordable. This is the thing. These guys are like children.
The Andrew Klavan Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
The NFL season is rolling and you're going to a tailgate this weekend, or you're getting together with friends to watch the games on someone's big screen TV. You don't have something that cool, I don't either. This is Josh Lewin. If you want to be in the know for the NFL games this weekend, download the podcast Blitz and Giggles, a new episode every Thursday and a Friday. Great info, plenty of snark, very little hardcore football talk, just some good insight for you because I really want to help. Blitz and Giggles
on the Westwood One Podcast Network.
One. Uncovering the lies and presenting you with the truth. Michael Savage. Weeknights right here on News Talk 1370.
WCOA.
All right. The Manafort Mueller deal is just about his bail. It's not about anything else. Manafort still has to be approved by the judge. Got the details in front of me, but not enough time to share them with you here. But all it is an agreement on his bail, what he forfeits if he splits town, and you know what he's promising to give up in this sort of thing. The judge hasn't even approved it yet, so we'll take a break and be back in a second.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Have you looked in the mirror recently and realized your hairline isn't what it once was?
The time to visit a dermatologist about hair loss is the day you notice that you've lost hair. So it is normal for people to lose 75 to 100 hairs a day. Usually that doesn't get on their radar screen until they think they've lost hair.
Dermatologist Dr. Don Davis says we lose our hair for a number of reasons, including heredity, hormonal changes, medical conditions, and
the side effects of medications. So, what can be done about it? Dr. Davis says using extra-strength over-the-counter products such as Rogaine can fight hair loss.
And that will maintain the hair that you have, so the time to start is yesterday.
Dr. Davis also suggests being gentle with your hair. Less frequent washing and avoiding wearing tight braids or caps can help you maintain what you have. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is Pensacola's first radio station.
Number one for news talk.
When I need information, I turn it on.
1370 WCOA Pensacola. A cumulus station.
McCain says, yes, Jim Nabors dies. I'm Michael Toscano. Senator John McCain sent the stock market soaring today with his announcement on the GOP tax cut plan. Suzanne Malveaux reports on his eagerly awaited decision.
He is a yes vote now. He just put out a statement from his office saying that the legislation is far from perfect, but that overall it boosts the economy and it gives relief to the middle class.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average still up over 300 points after that news. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she has still not made a final decision on the bill. Correspondent Clayton Neville tells us a longtime Republican congressman is going to give up his seat.
Congressman Joe Barton won't run for re-election. The announcement was made today and comes amid sexting allegations from three women, including two who came forward yesterday and another earlier this month who posted a nude photo sent to her by the congressman on social media.
Democrat John Conyers has put out the word he is not considering resignation because of sexual harassment allegations against him, despite Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi calling on him to step aside.
Zero tolerance means consequences. For everyone.
Conyers lawyer Arnold Reed fighting back.
Individuals such as the congressman have a right to due process and have a right to defend themselves.
John Johnson is here now with news of an old favorite passing away.
Michael, Jim Nabors had a gift for being just plain likable. He was so popular as Mayberry's beloved gas pump jockey on The Andy Griffith Show that he earned his own spinoff as a U.S. Marine in the Gomer Pyle Show. And that is where his surprising voice was frequently showcased. And it earned him a well-cherished spot singing for the Indy 500 36 times. His husband says Jim Nabors passed away at his home in Hawaii. He was 87 years old.
Thanks, Jan. I'm Michael Toscano.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-635-1342. 800-635-1342. That's 800-635-1342.
A dense fog advisory is in effect until 8 this morning. Dense fog to start the day, then clouds, some intervals of sun, warm and more humid, with a shower around this afternoon, or high today 76. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight with a shower or two, especially early, though 61. Warm tomorrow with clouds breaking for some sun, high 74. Saturday times of sun and clouds, high 75. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 W.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found. Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's your choice.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why.